Hi, this is Sue Pierre at Voice of Vashon with another letter of the alphabet. Colors of war. Keep me alive.
Colors I want to hold in my hand. Colors are where my old makes new. Colors are where my brain finds blue. Colors and colors and
today we arrive at the letter C in the alphabet. If you were here last time with me, you may be thinking, hey Soup, I thought that C was for the circus and camping, because that's what you said you were doing last weekend, and although I fully made that playlist and I had a great time, I'm just feeling extra inspired by the World of Color. If you really need some circus music, try the Wurlitzer Carousel albums, especially Volume 2. They're really good. We started off with the song Colors by Hot Chip, and right now you're hearing Green from Fortet. My intention at first was to sort the songs by color theory, primary secondary and tertiary, and it sounded truly terrible. So we're going to play them in the order that they sound best just for today. I'm sure everyone has their own songs in mind. I definitely get a lot of suggestions while I'm making these from friends and family, but I'm here to play you songs that maybe you haven't heard and possibly learn some new things. Coming up, I have a song recorded at the Colors Studio. They're genreless, stripped-down performances in a bare, brightly colored room with just a microphone hanging from the ceiling. I love productions that showcase new artists, and also their website is beautiful, sorted fantastically with really detailed descriptions of every song and artist. I've been following them for probably about a year, and I just love everything that they come out with. I've found some really great new artists that way. Woodkid on their French-Polish artist recorded at Color Studio. Let's hear from him.
Pale yellow, release the drain and let fluid go. Just make the liquor flow. Pale yellow, as my heart races, I wanted you to know I will rise again slow.
Cool and it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. that's the same way you showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, dear. It's all downhill from here. In the wake of a hurricane, dark skin of a summer shade, nosedive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
Never thought I would, but I got this. Maze me.
You're listening to The Alphabet with Soup. We started the set with Pale Yellow by Woodkid, followed by Pink and White from Frank Ocean, along with Green Eyes, Erykah Badu, now playing as Lavender Buds by MF Doom. It didn't sit right with me to have a show about color without mentioning race, especially when it comes to music. And at the same time, I'm a white person that lives in a small town, and giving my opinion feels like I'm talking over people that need their voices to be heard. And instead of doing that, I wanted to share with you my favorite revolutionary artists of color and let them speak for themselves.
I woke up to the morning sky first, baby blue, just like we rehearsed. When I get up off this ground, I shake leaves back down to the brown, 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 till I'm clean. Then the walk will I be shaded by the trees, by a meadow of green, for by the mile. I'm headed to town, 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 in style, with all my favorite colors.
Yes, sir.
All my favorite colors,
right.
My sisters and my brothers, see them black no more. All my favorite colors. It's a good day.
Oh, Are we gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boyish grown-up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at? We people who are darker than blue. This ain't no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. High yellow girl, can you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you'd know your color the same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. heart and be brother. While you stand in your glory, I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story. Pardon me, brother, I know we've come a long, long way, but let us not be so satisfied, for tomorrow can be an even brighter day.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This is Soup, Voice of Vashon, and I hope you've been listening, because I just shared some songs that are very important to me. We had Colors by Black Pumas, followed by We the People Who Are Darker Than Blue, Curtis Mayfield, and The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, from the grandfather of rap, Gil Scott-Heron. And right now, we're listening to the great composer Sun Ra and his intergalactic infinity orchestra playing The Night of the Purple Moon. If you want to look more into the history of music, Curtis, Gil Scott-Heron, and Sun Ra are honestly really good places to start. But I do want to get back to the letter of the day, which is C for colors. Color theory really started with Isaac Newton's theory of light. There was art before, but the more science side of it started there. It's where we get the color wheel, which we learned about in elementary school, the one that's red and blue and yellow, and those colors make all of the other colors. But if you've ever tried to mix a bright green using that palette, or paid attention to your printer ink, you might have realized that there's more than just the colors of the rainbow. In fact, there's an entire new color wheel of yellow, cyan, and magenta. There's also both color wheels combined into a giant color wheel, which is my favorite for sure. I've been wondering, what's your favorite color? I'm taking a poll, so if you think really hard about it in your brain, I'll be able to hear that. But if it's magenta, brown, or sparkles, you may have to deal with people telling you that it doesn't count, or maybe even doesn't exist. And I'll tell you why those colors might not exist very soon, after just a few more songs about colors.
Thank you. people if possible, and whose blind word so clear but so unheard. I've been waiting for the silence all night long.
gotta shake them off my chest, oh.
Tuned into KVHS, and today on the show Alphabet with Soup, we just heard the song Colors by Vashon's Andrew Tedder. Love seeing him around. Before that was Lazy Eye by Silver Sun Pickups, along with Red House from Jimi Hendrix. Our eyes are pretty unsophisticated, which leaves most of color interpretation to the brain, and brains are pretty weird. Magenta may not have a specific wavelength of its own, and maybe pink doesn't have a designated letter in the rainbow. But science isn't perfect, and some things are real even if we can't explain it perfectly. And even when we don't have all the answers, sometimes we take something that started as a line of numbers and turn it into a wheel of colors, and it works. And the opposite ends of what once was a spectrum combine to make something entirely new. And does that make it any less real? So the good news is, if your favorite color is magenta, then that's just as valid, maybe even more unique. On the other hand, we have brown, and this is a matter of linguistics. Technically, it's just dark orange, but in nature, it's so abundant that it deserved a name of its own. Not completely unrelated, British and Australian officials invested money and resources into answering the question, what is the ugliest color in the world? I'll have the answer for you in just a few minutes on the Alphabet with Soup.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, and they all got put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. And there's doctors and there's lawyers and business executives, and they all get put in boxes and they all come out the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martini dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, and they all get put in boxes, and they all come out the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family, and they all get put in boxes, little boxes, all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
You just heard Little Boxes by Pete Seeger. Before that, Gold Dust Woman, Fleetwood Mac. My Silver Lining by First Aid Kit from the album Stay Gold. The music during our last break was Golden Light by STRFK. And currently is the song Green by Hiroshi Yoshimura. I want to touch on some color psychology really quick before I go. For the most part, colors make us all feel similar emotions. This has been studied and charted to the point that it's undeniable, as science tends to do. But an element that's sometimes missing is awareness of trauma and our brain's reactions to different events. Color is a really strong sensory input, and sometimes we latch on in some weird and unexpected ways. Back when I was a hairdresser, my favorite appointments were usually people that wanted to drastically change the color of their hair. And not surprisingly, almost every one of them had just been through some sort of life-changing event. We would talk through it and pick their favorite color. And by the end, I always had a much happier person sitting in my chair. And they would come back and I would get to see that the effects were lasting, even if it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. If that's why they feel better, then that's great. Now I have the answer that you've been waiting for. The ugliest color in the world. Congratulations, Pantone, for creating Pantone 448C. Opaque couch. Best described as a drab dark brown. Ugliest color in the world. The studies done about it and the polls taken were to find a new color to put on packs of cigarettes to make them less desirable, as opaque couch reminds you of gross things and death. It's very, it's not boring, but it's not pleasant. But in general, brown is a very common color for our next topic, the letter D for dogs. I love dogs, and I'm excited to spend an hour talking about how much I love them. Thanks to Voice of Vashon, and always thanks to Jeff. Thanks to my parents for really super being there for me lately. And thanks to you for listening to The Alphabet with Sue. Please be safe and be nice to each other. And I'll see you here next week.